L'mayla me'asiris lo katani. It doesn't say that they blew another one, another series of tekios on the 10th step. So, Mani, Masnis and Mani, who is the Mishnah that says that? Obviously, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tanya, there's a Braisa. Shalosh l'mayla asiris. There was another three blown on the 10th step. There were 15 steps, they blew it on the 10th. Right? We had the question if it was 10 and 5 or 5 and 10, right? And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Shalosh agave mizbeach. No, there were only three by the mizbeach. The Ha'omer l'mayla asiris eino Omer agave mizbeach. If you say there were three blown at the 10th step, then it wasn't on the mizbeach. Ha'omer agave mizbeach eino Omer l'mayla asiris. Then it wasn't on the 10th step. So the Mishnah, which said there were three on the mizbeach, it didn't include three on the 10th step. That must be the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's his reason? Kivon, shetaka, lepsichas, she'arim, right? Since he already blew when they opened up the gate, lamaila asiris, lamali zetaka. Why do you have to blow again when you're on the 10th step? Hai, lav, sharhu, it's not a gate. Hilkach, agabim mizbeach, adif. Therefore, by the mizbeach, it's better to blow by the mizbeach. And Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold, Kivan, Detaka, Lemilui, Mayim, right? Kivan, they blew when they drew the water. Agabi Mizbeach, Lamali. Why are you blowing again when you bring the water to the Mizbeach? Hilkach, Lamaila, Asiris, Adiflay. Blowing on the 10th step is better. Says Rashi, we're not going to read the whole Rashi. In half the bottom, second half of that Rashi, it's Hilkach. Hol the Gemiri, Cheshmat the Kiv Bechag, Shnei Masar, Lamaila, Hasiris, it's better there, better on the 10th step, better at the Mizbeach. Demucha Hamilsa, Shein Mishamili Hamayim, Shetokea, Lakulan, Aldivar, Hamilui, Keseder. Fine. Umayla Asiris, Misham Demako Mesuyim, Baalmahul, Ledehechon Token Osam. Some say the 10th step is better because they need to take a special place. So it's a machlokes.
It doesn't give us any reason why that ends up any
place. That's right. That's right. What's this with the 10th step?
10.
What's. No, it's better than that.
Yud.
It's Yud, and then how many steps are left? Hey, right?
They just made that. It's nice.
Right.
There's no Peshivas technically what
they're right,
doing
there. Right,
right. It seems to me that they don't have a clue what actually happened, and they're just speculating, because there's all the Svara, isn't it?
Right, right.
Yeah, some clue. That's the idea. Yeah, some clue. Oh, okay, yeah, some
clue. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas.
Yeah.
Some like this. Kiha. Kiyasa Ravacha Bar Chanina Midroma, when he came from the south, Asa he came, Isa Masnin Sibir, he brought a Mishnah with him. It says like this, Ubnei Aaron HaKohanim Yitku'u B'chatzotzros. The Bnei Aaron HaKohanim would blow the Chatzotzros. She'ein Talmud Lomar Tiku. Doesn't have to say that they blew. Sharei Kfar Nemar V'tekatim B'chatzotzros Al Olosechem V'al Zivchei Shalmechem. U'mal Talmud Lomar Yitku'u. So it's like repetitive. And the answer is, Hakol Lafi Hamusafin Hatoken. Everything is to tell you that they blew more. They blew a lot more. Hu Tanila Vuamala Lomar Shetoken Al Kol Musaf Umusaf. Every time there was a covered Musaf, they blew tekios. That's what Rav Acha Bar Chanina says. He brought a brisa that said that. And now we're going to question that. Because if you blew every time there was a Musaf, you could have days that there were more than 48.
That's. Right?
I think it's both.
Both?
Yeah. Now, Tanan, what?
Mission Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, I think that the key is someone here, a shofar.
You either had two chatzotzos, one shofar, or two shofars, one chatzotzos.
So, I think that these 48, we're talking here, are shofar. Not chatzotzos. In other words, there were chatzotzos, but I think it's a separate cheshbon. That's not part of this cheshbon. They use both, right? Right. We're saying 48.
The question is, did he have double the chatzotzros?
Correct. 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 So Tanan, our Mishnah said, Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch Chag, Erev Shabbos Friday of Sukkot, Hayu Shem Memches. There were 48. That's the most. The Im Isa, and if it's true that the blowing on every Musaf, right? So Lisni. Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag, Shabbos during Sukkot, Shemishkachas la chamishin v'chad. There's going to be 51. Why 51? What? So the answer is, so you're going to lose out on the six tekios to wake everyone up that Shabbos is coming. There were six tekios to get people to stop working. Shabbos is coming. You're going to lose those six, but you're going to gain nine more for the Musaf of Shabbos. And nine is more than six. So it goes from 48 down to 42. 42 plus 9 is 51. It'll be 51. So it's more shofar than 48. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Abzera. So Abzera answers. Lefi te'eit, lefi she'ein token, lepsichas sha'arim b'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, they wouldn't blow when they opened up the gates. So ye'ein echadami. You could have 51 minus 3. It's the same 48. So Amar Rava, manha delo chash lekimcha. The person here wasn't really thinking about the flour. I mean, he wasn't analyzing this carefully. It says chada b'chol yom tam. It says every day. So why wouldn't they blow for the gates even on Shabbos? That's first of all. V'od inami kidahadadi ninu. If it's the same 48, listni Shabbos shabbosur chachad hayishan above shmona tishmas mina tarti. We learn two things. First of all, shmas mina derbelezer ben Yaakov. First, we learn that like Rabbi Zvi Yaakov that we blew on the mizbeach. And shma mina derbacha barchanina. And Rabbi Chanina, he's also right that what that they blew nine tekios. For what? For Musaf. So why are you picking Friday on Sukkot? Shabbos and Sukkot is the same 48. So what's one over the other? It can't be right. Ela marava lefisha ein token lemilui b'Shabbos lemilui mayim b'Shabbos the batz mituva. They wouldn't blow for getting the water on Shabbos of Sukkot. So you're missing a lot more. How many are you missing? Right? You're missing 12 less. So you have 21 for every day of the year. You have 21 for every day of the year. You have 18 for the two Musafs. Musaf for Shabbos, Musaf for Sukkot. You only have 39. There's no more. And therefore, it's much less. So it's not 48 at all. How about this? V'lisni nami, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios b'Shabbos. What about if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you also have 48. Why? Deha ikka tlasa musafin. There are three musafs on that day. There's a musaf for Rosh Hashanah, musaf for Rosh Chodesh, and musaf for Shabbos. So you have 21 every day, plus 21, right? I'm sorry, plus 21 plus 27. It's 27 for the three musafs. 9 times 3 is 27. Plus 21 for every day, the same 48. So it's not Rosh Hashanah on a Shabbos, you also have 48. So the Gemara answers, you hear the question? If you blow shofar, that's the question. If you blow shofar by every Musaf, then on Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on a Shabbos, you also have 48. We said in the Mishnah, oh, don't tell you have so many shofar is on Rosh Hashanah, on Friday of Sukkot, it's 48. It's not true. Rosh Hashanah on a Shabbos, you also have 48 if you blow by every Musaf. So the Gemara says, Erev Shabbos Shebetzoch HaChag Itzrichalei. No, we wanted to mention this better, more. Friday of Sukkot. Why? Lashminan Kidrebi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. To tell us that we call it Eliezer Ben Yaakov, that they wouldn't blow again by the steps. Atu Mi Ka'amar Lahani Ha V'lo Lisni Ha Lisni Ha V'lo Lisni Ha. So we'll mention both. Two times a year, we could blow 48. Two times a year. Friday of Sukkot, and if Erev Shabbos is first day Rosh Hashanah.
Such a daily thing, why do we call Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah?
It's a good question. Because different kind of Teruah. Different.
It was a trumpet every day.
So it's a machlokas about that. Right. It's a machlokas. What accompanied what?
We just discussed that before.
Yeah, we just said. We don't watch what came with what. The shofar accompanied the chatzotros or the other way around. But either way, Rosh Hashanah, I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, so the answer is Tana v'Shayer. Our Mishnah left out other cases where there's 48. So if the other cases left out also...
On a regular Yom Tov, is a chiyuv on a person to hear shofar?
No.
So it's called Yom Tov. This is a chiyuv for you to hear shofar.
Right, that could be. Right? So now we're saying that the Mishnah only mentioned Friday of Sukkot. But there's also a case of Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. It says the Gemara, there's more cases where there's 48. So we don't have to mention every case. As a matter of fact, we don't mention any case. We mention one. But at the end of the Kalam, there's more cases. My Shire dies. What else is left over? What else is left? And the answer is Shire Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, they would blow shofar when they brought the Korban Pesach. So again, 21 every day. 21 every day. And then every time they blew, every time they did a set of Korban Pesach, they would blow nine, and there were three sets of Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. That's 27. 9 times 3 is 27. 27 plus 21 is 48. So in another case of this 48. Erev Pesach, every Erev Pesach, every year there were 48. But again, there were three sets of Korban Pesach, like in three stages. Each stage they blew 9. And they sang Hallel. So the Gemara says, Imishim Erev Pesach, Lav Shiruhu. That's not an answer. You know why? Because the Gemara says, in Pesachim, Daman Rabbi Yehudahi, Daman Mimeim Shel Kat Shlishis, Lohi Gia Lomar Ahav Tekish Mashem, B'nei Shoyu Ama Muatin. That's not right. On Erev Pesach, people weren't lazy. So the third set, the third group of people that they came in to do Korban Pesach, it was a small group. Because everyone rushed for the first two. It was a very small group. They never even got to Ahavti, saying Hallel. They stopped in the middle of Hallel. They were done. Hey, let's go home, prepare for Yontif. They were done. So they never blew 9. So it never happened that there was 48. There were less. They never even blew 9 because they never even finished it. They never finished Hallel. It wasn't such a long production, the third one. It went fast. Yeah. So you're only going to have 21, they have 9 and 9 is 18. Rashi says that they blew 9 for the first cut, 9 for the second one, and for the third one they only blew 3. And then they were done. There were so few people by the third one, so you only have 20, you only have 42. You don't have 48. Well, Kim the low Krib Yehuda, right? Oh, Rashi says, Lo Igila Hafti. I'm sorry, I don't have to read that. V'amarta Reisha the low Krib Yehuda, right? But we said that we don't hold up Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, he said that each, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Rabbi Yehuda said that they never got to the third cut. Then the third cut never finished. They were done before they even finished Hallel. That's how small of a cut it was. So they didn't blow so many times. So it's not 48. Yeah, but he's the one who held that we held, not like that, we held that each, you know, that Rashi says that the tekiah through tekiah is chadamani. You're going to count that as one. His count is way off. Because he holds tekiah through tekiah as one. We hold it's three. So the same man who said they never finished Hallel can't be the one who said that they were blowing 48, because Tim was not 48 even. It was 48 divided by 3. It was much less than 48. Because he held tekiah through tekiah is only one. So the whole numbering is off. How can the same person be both? And the answer is simple. Dilma, yeah, he held like him that they never finished Hallel because they were done because it was a small crowd. But he doesn't hold like him that they counted three as one. So therefore, it was never going to be 48, even if the counting, not Rabbi Yehuda's counting, because he no one holds like that, never got to 48, and therefore there's only two cases where you get to 48. What are the two cases? Friday of Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. El Amai Shire Dahai Shire. So we have to find another. The Mishnah will never leave out one case. It will only leave out more than one. So what else is left out? Shire, Erev Pesach, Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Friday, when Erev Pesach falls in on a Friday. Okay? Which could happen. Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday. Therefore, Apik Shis, V'ayil Shis. We take out 6, right? What 6 are we taking out? We're taking out the 6 of the third cut. Because we said the third cut never got to 9. Because they were finished quickly, middle of Hallel, because it was a small crowd. But we're going to put in the other 6 of blowing to know that Shabbos is coming. Because it's a Friday. So you have the same 48. Same 48. Okay?
How do you know that it was exactly six, not three, not two? Like, how did they, how many, if the third cup?
I guess they used to blow at different stages of the production, and they were it didn't schlep off like the other like the first two didn't schlep. So by a half day they were done. Middle of Hal they were finished. So therefore they didn't blow as many. Yeah.
They just stopped in the middle. They didn't finish
Hal. Sorry, going back, I have an answer to the Rosh Hashanah question. Why Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah? So Rashi says in Amor that it's a Zichron Teruah, Zichron to Akedas Yitzchak.
Uh huh. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now. Ein mosifin al memches. You're never going to have more than 48. Velo? You're not going to have more than 48. Veke erev Pesach. Listen to this. Erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos. How about when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Di'i l'Rabbi Yehuda chamishin v'chad, v'i l'Rabbanon chamishin v'sheva. Either it's 41 or 47. Why 41 or 47? Putting aside the it's 21 every day. Right? 21 every day, plus 21 for the three kots. Two kots is 21 for the three kots. 9 and 9 is 18. 3 for the third kot, that's 21. That's 21 plus 21 is 42. Plus 9 more, because it's a musaf, because it's Shabbos. It's 51. And if you hold 57... If you want to say that they used to blow all nine with the third cut, like some, maybe someone said that, then you have 57. So it's way more. It's way more than 48. So, the answer is, ki katani midi the issi b'chol shana. It didn't happen every year. Shabbos falling out on Erev Pesach doesn't happen every year. What? I know, but that's a separate story. But the Mishnah didn't mention that. The Mishnah didn't mention that. We said there's another one. The Mishnah only mentioned you can't have more than 48.
And it mentioned Friday.
Of Sukkot.
Which also doesn't
have Yes, it does. You can't have a Sukkot without a Friday.
Okay, a Friday. Okay.
You can't have a Sukkot without a Friday. The Gemara's going to answer your question in a second. What if the first day of Yom Tov is a Friday? We'll get to that in a second.
I understand that every Friday, Erev Shabbos, they blew three blasts just to notify the people.
Six. They blew twice.
Three and three.
The first one was like, first warning, second warning.
Right. This doesn't even come into the Cheshvan
yet. What? No, this is Shabbos.
I'm talking about
on Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos is part of the six, part of the 48. That's how you get 48 on Sukkot. But six are in there. All, right?
I don't see how it was in
there.
It doesn't come out.
It does. That was yesterday's stuff. What that six is. Yeah. It works. They didn't blow the six also if it was a Yontif also. If the first day Yontif was a Friday, they didn't blow those six for Shabbos. Anyway, you're not doing Malacha. Because Yontif already. Only if it was a weekday. So, you hear what's going on? The Erev Pesach doesn't happen every year. On a Friday. On a Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls out. It doesn't happen every year. Therefore, it's not on the list. In a Chanami, it's more than 48. But it's not on the list because it doesn't happen every year. We're only talking about things that happen every year. So far, so good? Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Delesi B'chol Hashanah, V'shanah Lo Katani. Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, didn't happen every year. It's quite rare also. So, that's rare now, but maybe then it didn't happen every year, even then. Didn't happen every year.
So the answer to the Rosh Hashanah one, that also
correct. And therefore it's not on the list. But you can't have a Sukkot without a Friday. You can't have a Sukkot without, it's a 7-day holiday. So you know, every day is going to have a holiday, right? So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ought to, what? So the only way that you're going to blow 48, as Mr. Schiffer said, is 100% right. The only way you're blowing 48 on a Friday of Sukkot is if it's not Yontif. It has to be Chol HaMoed. Right? Because if it's Yontif, you're not blowing those six, because anyway you're not allowed to do Malacha.
Right.
But there's no warning shot to fire. You're not allowed to do Malacha anyway, it's Yontif. So there's no, they used to blow, everyone get home from work. Everyone is already home from work. Otu Erev Shabbos, Shebesoch HaChag, Friday on Sukkot, Mi Issi B'chol HaShana? Could that even be? Zimnin, Delo Mishkachas Lei. Not always going to happen. Now, you can't have a Friday, you can't have a Sukkot without a Friday. It's impossible. 7-day holiday. But, Vehechi Dami, Kigon, Shechal Yontif Rishon, Be'erev Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov is already a Friday, then you're not going to blow six more. It's already no malacha. Right?
That doesn't happen now.
So, what?
That doesn't happen now.
That can't happen.
Now.
The first day of Yom Tov can't be a Friday. Right. That could be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's, but the first Gemara's question. The question is, if every, talking about something that happens every year, yes, every year there has to be a Friday on Sukkot. It has to be. But it doesn't have to be the, but what if it's the first day? If it's the first day, you have six less. I'm not blowing to stop people from working. They're already stopping working. No, it's 38 on Sukkot. No. Next, you mean the last day of Yom Tov? You're not going to blow for the six to stop them. You're not going to have 48. So that was only on Friday. That's why Friday is so many. It's an extra six on Friday to stop working.
Better if Yom Tov not on a Friday, you didn't blow these six?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Only for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ki Mikla Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos, Midachi Madchinan Lay. Never, we would never allow that. We would never allow the first day of Rosh of Sukkot to be on a Friday. Today that never happens. We'd never allow that. My time, why not? I'll tell you why not. Because Kivan the Ikla Yom Tov Rishon Shachag Lios Be'erev Shabbos, if we're going to have Yom Kippur, if we're going to have the first day of Sukkot on a Friday, well, it's backdate now. When was Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Imas, Havi. When was Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur was Chag B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur means Yom Kippur's on a Sunday. You can't have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. Why not? Hilkach Dachinan Lei. We would never allow Yom Kippur to be on a Sunday. We'll push it off. Why? It's two reasons why. Number one, you get... What? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says two reasons. There's two reasons why Yom Kippur can't be on a Shabbos. Number one, because the vegetables are going to spoil. Because you have 2 days, you can't touch them. Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You can't prepare them, and no refrigerators back then. And the second is because of mason. Someone dies, 2 days, you can't touch the mace. I don't know, Yom Tov, if you could call a guy. Yom Kippur, you can't call a guy. So if 2 days, you can't touch. Yes, nothing you can do with the mace. It's a long time for the mace to sit there with nothing to do, so they would never allow Yom Kippur to be on a Sunday. For those two reasons. Very interesting reasons. Right? Okay.
That means they fudged the calendar.
Exactly. They would manipulate the calendar, which means when Aiden would show up, they would say, you know what, you go into that room, we'll call you and we need you. And they'll wait 2 days, a day or two, right? To make sure Yom Kippur didn't fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. Friday also not, can't be a Yom Kippur. Can't be on a Friday either for the same two reasons. Okay? Umidachinanlei, is that even true? We push off? Votnan, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says, Chel be Shabbos crave Yom HaKippur. That the Chelev of Shabbos on a Saturday, on Yom Kippur Saturday night, they'd be burning the fats of the Shabbos on Saturday night, which happens to be Yom Kippur. It's Kol Nidre night on Saturday night, which means Yom Kippur's on a Sunday. You tell me it can't happen. There's a Mishnah that talked about it. So Gemara says, Amr Abzeira, Ki Avinin Bei Rav B'Bavel, Havi Amri, Hadatanya, Yom Kippur B'Chal Yos Erev Shabbos, Lo HaYotokin. If Yom Kippur ever fell out on a Friday, they would not blow shofar to stop people from working because it's already Yom Kippur. Matzah Shabbos, lo hayom avdilin. And if Yom Kippur fell out on the Matzah Shabbos, there was no Avdallah. Like what happens past Tisha B'Av. That could happen, right? So Rashi says, on the second skinny line, they would alakos. Ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Kederach shem avdilin b'Shabbos l'Yontif. When Yontif is on a Sunday, we do make Kiddush. We do make Avdallah. We make Avdallah during Kiddush. Or Yak Tahaz. During Kiddush, we make Avdallah. But not on Yom Kippur night. If Yom Kippur is on a Sunday, it's a month of Shabbos, you don't do that. Because we're going from Shabbos, which is Chomer, to Kal, which is Yom Tov. We make Havdalah in Kiddush.
You said we don't have Shabbos and Yom Kippur back to back.
That's exactly the question. We said we don't have it. What do you mean? The whole halacha is about it. What about Havdalah? And what about Friday night? The whole halacha is about it. Right, so Rashi is just saying, when you go from Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, which is Chomer, to Yom Tov, which is Kal, you can make Havdalah. We're going from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, nothing changes. There's nothing changing. So there's no Avdallah. Right? Fine. So that's the question. How could it be that there's all this discussion about Yom Kippur falling out on a Friday or a Sunday? That can't happen. So the Gemara says, Divya Kalhi. And everyone agrees to that. Kisulikas Lahasam. So how do you answer that question? Ashkechuse, Rav Yehuda, Bridge of Shimon Pazi, Vyasef Dekamar, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, he said it's only Rabbi Akiva, whether it's not Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, how could it be that Yom Kippur could be on a Friday or a Monday, on a Sunday? We just said it can't be. And the answer is, it's a machlokas. If Yom Kippur could be on a Friday or a Sunday. Lo kasha, ha rabbanon, ha acherimi. According to Acherim, which we're going to say is Meir, according to Meir, they would never manipulate Edom. They would never do that. No such thing as manipulating Edom. Edom come, you hear the testimony. Because he said, the Tanya, Acherim Omrim, ain bein atzeres, la atzeres. There's no difference between Shavuos of this year and Shavuos of next year. There's no difference. The ain bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah, and there's no difference between this year's Rosh Hashanah and next year's Rosh Hashanah, ela arba yamim belvad. Only 4-day difference. Where'd the 4 days come from? It works like this. Every 2 months, there's 59 days. Alternating. 30-29. 30-29. 30-29. So every 2 months, you have 59 days. 59 times 6 is 354. Every year, there are 354 days. Every year. It's never going to be different. It's never going to be manipulated. If it's 354, 7 goes into 350 evenly. 4 days left over. So every year, there'll be a 4-day difference between one Rosh Hashanah and the next Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur can fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. We're not going to manipulate it. According to him, it could happen. According to us, the Rabbanan, it'd never happen. We wouldn't let it happen. What about a 4-day gap? Not a 4-day gap. It could be a 5-day gap. It could be a 3-day gap. Never know. You never know. Because they're going to sit on Rosh Chodesh, on the end of Elul. Okay, it's getting close to the end of Elul. We have to make sure that the Edom don't mess up our Yom Kippur for us. We have to make sure about that. So let's see when they show up. And if we have to block them in a room for a day, we'll do that. But the Acherim held, you're not allowed to manipulate. So according to Acherim, there's no manipulation whatsoever. Whenever it falls, it falls. However the chips fall, the chips fall. So according to him, Yom Kippur can fall on a Friday or a Sunday. According to everyone else, according to the way we did the calendar, the majority, the rove, that can never happen. Because they'll manipulate it. So,
I understand that. Where Meir was there when the calendar was done.
Right, what do you mean?
He was there when there was still taking Edom.
Right, he would never, if he didn't win. So he didn't win the machlokas. And maybe in his private bezdin that he would do it like this, but he was outvoted. So all these gemaras, well, what do you do if you keep us on a Saturday night? You make havdalah. That was only according to a mayor. According to everyone else, it would never happen. According to him, it could happen. Maybe it never happened because he didn't win. He didn't win the machlokas, so no one held like him.
Doing a gemara based on something that nobody's ever—it's not even a possibility.
Right. So he held it in the Beis HaMedrash. Well, Maisa, no one passed him like him. So he lost that argument, but he still held it. It's a lot to hold it. So he held like that. And therefore, that's how you can have Yom Kippur on a Friday or Sunday. Only according to him. According to everyone else, it would never happen. Okay? V'moshe shana mu'beres, chamisha. And if it was a leap year, then there were 5 extra days because there's an extra month. So you get an extra day that doesn't go into 7. It'll be 29 days. 28 days is 7. It's even. There'll be one extra day. So it'll be 5 days later. Fine. Tosfos asks, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit with calendar. Because a lunar year is not 354 days. It's more than that. What do you do with those extra days? The extra hours? The extra chalakim? Look at Tosfos. The Tosfos of Ella. It's time for this? Yeah. Ella Dalad Yama Bulvad. Kasavar, he holds, Ein ma'avirin es ha'chodesh, l'tzorach. You never push off the month for any tzorach. The other reasons to do it also. It's not just for Yom Kippur. Maybe for Nisan. He would never do anything. He would never manipulate. Right? V'kulam halachim l'fi ha'moledas. All he cared about was the moled. Right? 59 days, every 2 months. V'perek beis de'erich in parich, iki yomei de'shoi. 1 second. There's extra hours. D'tlas shenin. Every 3 years, it's going to catch up with you. The hours of every month are going to catch up with you. And in 3 years, you're going to have a problem. V'ikki yomei dechalakim. And what about the Chalakim? You can't ignore that either. Did the Tlus in Shinin, every 30 years, those Chalakim are going to keep adding up, that we're ignoring them. We're saying it's 354 days, that's it. But there's Chalakim. So after 30 years, you're going to be off. After 3 years, you're going to be off at hours. And after 30 years, Shiesh Adayin Shmona Shos, this 8 hours, the tough Ayin Vav Chalakim, and 876 Chalakim, how they were so precise back then, right? The Olos Hashos Yom Echad L'Sof Shalosham. It's got an extra day every 3 years. And every 30 years, you can have an extra day of Chalakim. I can add up to a day, right? Umishani, the answer is, given the last of B'chol Shani, lo chashiv. Okay, so in 30 years, I'll worry about it. I'm not worried about it now. Since I'm only going to add up in 30 years, in 30 years, I'll figure something out. Don't bother me now. Now it's, we're ignoring it, because it's only a few minutes. After 30 years, of a few minutes, it's going to add up to a full day. Okay, I'll deal with it in 30 years. That's what those answers. So you have problems. Maybe that's one of the reasons we didn't hold like him. Because if you don't manipulate, you're going to run into problems. If you manipulate, you don't have any problems. Oh, we'll let the Edom sit for a day. That will have an extra day. Right? If you don't do it, if you're very, very rigid, you're going to run into problems after 3 years. Because you ignored all these hours.
And what did he say? What did they just ask him that?
So they did ask him that. He said, but this year it's not an issue.
What about the 30 years?
I don't know. So, Meisvei, 1 second, Meisvei, there's a kasha, there's a brisa that says, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh that falls out on a Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Docha Shir Shal Shabbos. The Shir of Rosh Chodesh is Docha the Shir of Shabbos. Okay? Which is a Shir which we don't even say that Shir. We don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is. Maybe the Gra held it and he did all these Shirs on different days, but we... I don't know about that. Maybe it is. Now, if it's true, that what? That the Musaf of every day had its own tekios, so then if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh could happen, so then why not blow, you blew the extra tekios for Shabbos and for Rosh Chodesh, so why not say both shears? Right? Lema de Shabbos, Lema de Rosh Chodesh, say both. But yeah, we did say both. Amr of Safra, my doche, doche lekadim. When it said doche, it just meant that we said it first. That's all. We said both. Which one we say first? We're going to say Rosh Chodesh first. I was saying Rosh Chodesh first. Vamai. Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodim. I was saying Rosh Chodesh first. It's more Shabbos is in there than Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos should come first. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Really, Shabbos should come first. The reason it went out of order was late to let everyone know, Shub for Rosh Chodesh bismano. That is Rosh Chodesh. People would forget. People walk out of the shul. You never know what happens. People walk out of Beis HaMedrash. Oh, they didn't hear. No, the first one we're going to do is the Rosh Chodesh one. Everyone should know it's Rosh Chodesh today. We don't want anyone to... Everyone knows it's Shabbos. Right, really, we Shabbos should come first because of Tadir. The reason we're making Rosh Chodesh first is so we want everyone to know it's Rosh Chodesh. No one should. We don't want to highlight that. The high hekera of Dinan. What do you mean? You want everyone to know it's Rosh Chodesh? Ha hekera achrina of Dinan. We did another hacker. What's the other hacker? It says like this: a mission in Shkolim. Chel be tamed shel shachar nitanin michati kevesh lamata b'mizrach. A chelev of tamed shel shachar was done on the. It was put on the kevesh on the ramp. In some spot, v'shal musafin nitanin michati kevesh lamata b'mayr on the western side, the eastern side, the western side. V'shal Rosh Chodesh nitanin tachas karkov v'mizbeach lamata, and on Rosh Chodesh put it somewhere else. From Rabbi Yochanan, leidash shuk for Rosh Chodesh bismano, and the reason they put it in a funny spot was that ooh, why is it there? Oh, you know why it's there? It's Rosh Chodesh today. So we already have a hacker, and the answer Gemara answers. Treya Kerev Dinan. What's so terrible having two hackers? What's so terrible having two? Chazi lahai, chazi v'chazi lahai, chazi. Some people see that. Some people see that. Right? How come you announce everything twice? Because some people hear it this time. Some people hear it that time. Some people see that hacker. Some people see that hacker. It's okay at the end of the world to see more than one hacker. And that's why you have a hacker twice. Okay? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Fascinating.